Hi, welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, January 26th, 2024. This is season 4, episode number 4. I mean, that's an easy one. It's 4 by 4. And then I am here with my son as well. I'm going to see if he can spot this. I've got 126-24. Frank, can you spot that one?
I just woke up. It's 10 a.m. It's a snow day.
Just woke
Remember,
up.
We have to wake up at noon. It's a snow day.
What am I doing waking up before noon on a snow day? Now, remember, when people hear this, it's not a snow day. But yes, we are recording this on a snow day. I noticed right away that 26, 24, they add up to 50. I like when consecutive numbers add up to 50. That was pretty good. Of course, you got the 1 hanging off there in the front, kind of messing up. I suppose you could multiply by 1.
True.
You got to remember to do that second, though.
Or first.
Well, it depends on your group. Usually, you do your grouping first. So I guess you could
do 1 times 26 or 24, and then you add them.
And then add the other one. Yeah.
And then add the other one, yeah.
Oh, my boy. my young Padawan. Franklin, nice to have you on the show here. Now, we can be upfront about this. Let's see. So today's actual date that we're recording this, I never say this on the air. I never say the date that we're recording because it, like, ruins the effect of the live, I'm doing the air quotes thing with my fingers, live podcast. Of course, it's not live. All right, so today's date is actually January 16th. So we're minus 10 here as far as the dates go. It is a snow day. The previous, and I hadn't planned for you to be on this episode, the previous episodes we did, we'd recorded a bunch over Christmas vacation.
Like,
that was fun. Yep, and we'd let those run for a long time, and then I figured, well, you know, that was it. But then today, the snow day, it's like, well, we got time. Might as well do another one. Like, what did you do on your snow day, Mr. O'Connell? Well, I recorded a podcast with my son. Now, and as I said, I hadn't planned this one. I will take a gift, though. Now, Franklin, you're in fourth grade. You and your fellow fourth graders have, I have no doubt, like the magic formula, and school children across the, at least, northern latitudes of America, magic formula for making a snow day happen. How do you make a snow day happen?
Plan something important. that important meeting, never.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
You'll definitely have a snow day if you have something good or useful or important or in some way that you're looking forward to on that day. Absolutely. And the opposite of that is true, so I'm glad you've learned that as a young person. The opposite of that is true as well. If you don't prepare anything and you figure, it's going to be a snow day, there's no sense in me, you know, preparing for school. I'm going to stay up till 3 a.m. It's definitely going to be a snow day. Nope. That's the day that it definitely won't be a snow day.
Well, we dodge a bullet on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, could,
in a way,
could work out for you. I didn't milk it this time, though. And of course, I did have several things going on. I mean, we got something going on every day. I had some meetings that I'll have to reschedule. I had some client appointments that I had to reschedule. You know, I was getting towards the end of the term. You know, kids are trying to get in things at the last minute. But, you know, I used to care about that. And I was, several times I can remember, like, being upset at a snow day. In a bizarre way, I know. Being upset at having a snow day, like, oh, I really needed to go to school and do work. What a foolishly American ideal to have. Oh, I better go into the office and do some work. What a silly thing to worry about, right? I'd rather spend time at home with my family and being safe. Being safe. Think of the children, right? We want them to be safe. The only time I ever really cared about this, and you and I talked about this at our pre-production meeting, when did I actually care about the not having a snow day?
Huh?
When I had a different gig.
Oh, yeah. True.
I had a different gig when I was a substitute teacher.
True.
You only got paid if you actually went. So, like, let's say I had already arranged something, like, oh, I'm going to be a substitute teacher at such and such high school on this day, and then there's a snow day. Not only do you miss out on the work, you miss out on the money. I mean, you miss out on money coming into your pocket. So that's when I used to really care, and I got burned on that a few times. This was like 10 years ago. previous gig of mine. But anyway, there are many instances of kids praying for snow days in movies and TV shows. Famously, and you and I watched this one the other day, the episode where Bart Simpson, on an episode of Simpsons, prays for a snow day. Of course, he gets it, but he prayed that he would have extra time to study for a test. Of course, like, God is playing with him to give him the extra time so he can't go out and enjoy the funnest day in the history of Springfield. He's got to study for the test. Frank, did you do any studying today on your on your day? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did some studying?
Tons of it.
Found out some obscure facts about George Washington that you could tell Mrs. Krivopol in case you got a borderline score on a history test. Anyway, do you have things that you like to do on a snow day? Like, what's your snow day schedule?
Sleep till 12.
Sleep till noon.
I mean 12 at midnight.
12 the night before?
No, the night after.
The night after. Oh, you sleep the entire day.
Yeah.
Franklin, I have known you for almost 10 years now. I have never had you sleep in past 7 o'clock in the morning any of those days. Someday you're going to be a teen. Someday you're going to be a teenager. I'm going to wonder, like, when you sleep in, am I going to sleep
until 8 today?
8 o'clock. Well, almost 8 o'clock today.
Well,
yeah.
It's literally 7:45. That's basically 8 o'clock.
Well, we still kept one thing intact, that you and I have a streak going of the nearly 10 years that we've known each other, that on a day where there is school, you have never woken me up, and on a day where there's no school, I have never woken you up. It's always, if there's a day with school, I'm going to wake you up. If there's a day without school, you're going to wake me up. And that has been consistent every single day.
Really?
For the nearly 10 years. Yeah, when was the last time I woke you up on a day off? Whether it was a weekend or a summertime holiday.
What about the other one?
The other one? Yeah, right. So, speaking of other ones, the other classic snow day episode out there. All right. And by the way, how good was that Craig of the Creek movie?
Oh, that was a good one.
Listeners, if you have not found the Craig of the Creek movie, a big fan of Craig of the Creek TV show, there's a standalone movie now that's a prequel of sorts. It's called Craig Before the Creek.
Not a threequel, just a prequel.
A prequel. You know, if this one makes money for him, I mean, they'll...
they'll make a threequel.
Yeah,
make a
Max or quadruple. Cartoon Network or... Yeah.
They'll make a quadruple, yeah. Whatever.
It's, Craig of the Creek was always on Cartoon Network, and then HBO, boom, now called Max, sort of, you know, bought the episodes or whatever. Now you can stream them there.
Boom.
And can stream the
they
movie as well.
The
so it's great. And they've got a great one about snow days, too, where there's a, I don't know, an hour delay or a two-hour delay, and then... I think it's a two-hour delay, right? And then they have 2 hours to figure out how to parlay this into a snow day, which is like classic when I was a kid, you know, because having an hour
delay.
Where's
an ice cream truck? Where's the flirt?
Well, they consulted witches and yeah, there was this whole scheme for getting the two-hour delay to turn into a snow day. Because the two-hour delay only does me so much. I used to think that when I was a kid too, like. I think Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes said it best once when he said, an hour delay is like winning a dime in the lottery. It doesn't do much for you. But whole day off, yeah. And Craig is successful on this. So I appreciated seeing that. So, Frank, now you look outside. What would you say our snowfall total was out there today?
4.5 inches?
Four or 5 inches. Today was what I would call a legit snow day, because there have been times, and you have been witness to this, spoiled child that you are, that we've gotten the day off, deservedly so. You know?
Yeah.
We've gotten a day off from school when there is like 3 flakes of snow out there.
Not even.
And it's
maybe
mildly
maybe rain,
embarrassing.
Snow.
Yeah. As someone myself, who's from actual snow country, upstate New York, just a little bit below the North Pole. That's where I describe where Binghamton is. That the place where we had actual snow. Like, what a joke that they'd cancel school when there's 3 flakes of snow out there. Well, I mean, to be fair, but Binghamton was equipped. I mean, we had snow plows and salt trucks, and like, everybody owned a snow blower, and like we could handle it. Here, you know, 3 flakes of snow on the ground, people can't handle it.
There's a it's like a snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Shut everything down. Oh,
people freak out, yeah. And as I've been sort of an indirect beneficiary of that, when I wanted a snow day and there was a cheap one, well, I guess I'll take it. No, but this one was legit. And for once,
I would call it a snow day. Four inches, things are going to get messed up.
Yeah. And the children, again, think of the children. And it's usually, and this was true when I was a kid too, like the mountainous areas of the district are presumably getting more snow than they're wild. I've always lived in lowlands my entire life so far. And the kids out in the hills were helping us out. Now here, now they say that there was actually more snow in eastern Loudoun County this time than western Loudoun County. I didn't get out and measure anything, but we're usually relying on the people out in western Loudoun. Now the difference between Virginia school districts and New York school districts, among other things, was that in New York, the districts went by municipalities. So each town was its own school district, where we've got the whole county here. So when I was a kid, and classic, like, sitting around the radio. Franklin, do you know what a radio is?
A radio? Yeah. A radio.
It's like
is
a...
Is that like an old school iPad?
Something like that. It was kind of like a... podcast that they would play, but they
cool.
really was live, and sometimes they'd play music out there on there too. Yeah,
kind of like Spotify,
yeah, except it was free. Anyway, you just had to buy the radio and plug it into this thing called the wall outlet. Anyway, use the stuff called plugs? Electricity. Yeah, the plug, the holes in the wall.
Yeah, sometimes the holes.
And
the charger?
You'd crowd around the radio in the morning with the snow on the ground, and the movie 8-Bit Christmas, which is moving up and up in my, like, the pantheon of Christmas movies to me, when you see, like, the mom who's a teacher and the kids are, like, crowded around the radio waiting for their, you know, school district to be called. And this was my childhood. And the rule was, in my youth, that then I'd read the schools in alphabetical order. Mine's Binghamton. Now, my dad, your grandfather, who you never met, but I will tell you stories about Michael O'Connell Sr., worked in the school district called Windsor. Now, Windsor is at the end of the alphabet. So you got to listen to them say the names of all the schools.
Yeah. Open, close.
So from Binghamton, you know, you got to hear Shenango Forks and Shenango Valley and Johnson City and Maine and, well, Vestal. And, you know, they read through all the cities. And then, because if you're my mom and me, my mom's a school teacher, I'm a school kid. There was no celebration. When they said Binghamton's closed, you were not allowed to talk. You couldn't make a whisper. You couldn't crack a smile. And they got all the way to the end and included Windsor Central Schools in there. Then you could start to celebrate.
Open.
But yeah, Windsor Schools are open. Nah, they wouldn't do that to you. But I appreciate that you and I are on the same schedule. And geez, what are we going to do the rest of the day? You want to go out and play in the snow?
No, too much. Just
too much snow out there?
If there was like 2 inches, maybe. You, but like 4 inches is just.
You just want to watch TV and have hot chocolate?
That sounds great.
A lot of people.
Watch,
you know,
all those snow day specials, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people do baking. Like when you have time, you do baking. Like
yeah.
We were doing that in the pandemic. I am not going to do any baking today. I'm going to leave that to the fine folks at Nabisco to do my baking for me. Franklin, I have. Here,
oh, it's
this is like the unicorn of cookies here. It's the fine folks at Nabisco and who make the Oreo product.
They do?
Have come out over the years with many different flavors of Oreos. I think one of the classics, you know, this is like 20 years old now. They came out with the golden Oreos. They also came out with something called double stuff Oreos.
Which
Franklin, do you know? Do you know that there is the golden double stuffed Oreos?
Wow.
And here, let me give a little Rush Limbaugh ruffling of papers here as I open up this package. Would you care for a double stuffed Oreo?
Yeah, I think it is double stuffed.
It's double stuffed.
There is more.
They say it's at least time and a half out there for the stuffing factor.
Okay.
So, how is it? Snow day worthy? I thought so.
Pretty good.
Tough to talk through the sounds of cookies. Franklin, I greatly enjoyed being on the program today. I'm enjoying our snow day together. Hey, let's do it again sometime. Hey, maybe between the time this airs, or the time we're recording and time this airs, maybe we'll have another one or two. But only time or the radio will tell. Anyway, I appreciate you being on the show. Frank, let's do it again sometime in the interim. Listeners, for more information or to contact, you can go to MikeO'ConnellJr.com or head to franklinsfoodreview.com for more info from Mr. Franklin.